good morning. 7:41, Brock.
As I walk to the valley where I harvest my grain, I finally look at my wife and realize she's very plain.
Classic. Forget it. I think it's better than the Coolio version, to be honest.
Hey, I'm gonna be 100%. By the way, we're not getting paid or anything by saying this. I'm just saying this because I love the guy so much. He's going to be at the Mendel Center.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's go. I'm going, dude.
I actually might get out of the house for that one, for Weird Al.
Which is a feat. Yeah. That is a feat.
I make
out of the house.
I make a lot of excuses not to go do things. And Weird Al might be but just
Weird
enough.
Weird Al? Anything.
Might do it. Yeah. Bat mitzvah, christening, Hunter's wedding. No, I'm not leaving.
What is a Weird Al show? Is he just singing? Is it just like a concert, or
does he
like a Gallagher kind of a thing? Or? Well,
from what I've heard about this one, he's doing like deep cut stuff you haven't heard in a while. So
really,
I don't know. It's Weird Al. It'd be just him up there sitting for 4 hours.
I'd be fine with it.
Weird Al, man. Here we go. I love that guy. Anyway, we got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring? You're looking for that new career, a place to grow, a place to advance in that career. Great benefits, awesome starting pay. Check out special-lite.com. Get started on that new career today with Specialite. Your topic for today, because why not? And the show
Friday.
Is stupid. What movie would make the weirdest porno if it turned into one? All right, you go to put it on movie night and like, wait a minute. What's going on?
Second. This took an odd twist.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have one, Hunter? Do you have
I do have one.
Okay, all right.
Grumpy Old Men.
I mean, that wasn't terribly far off. That one old slutty chick was in there.
All of a sudden, they're out on the ice fishing.
And lonely,
Walter
cold.
Matthau and yeah. Jack Lemmon just look at each other. And...
Matthau
oh,
and
man,
that
this
and
is
that
a weird twist.
Matthau and that droopy dog face.
It's a bunch of old guys going at it. Gross.
Come on now. I mean,
bunch of loose skin flapping around.
Holding on in that shanty. If the shanty's a rocking, don't come a knocking. You're right, Hunter. But you know, here's the crazy thing is with all of these movies we're talking about today. What's that old rule 34 is that if it exists, there's a porno for it, right?
Yeah.
So more than likely, a lot of things
in some other universe, there is
you could probably find
a movie.
Yeah. There is, probably in this universe. I guarantee in this universe, there's somebody out there that just loves watching old guys just go to town on each other. They love it.
Jeez.
Oh, I thought of the name. Humpier Old Men.
Humpier Old Men. Oh, dude, there's got to be one out there.
I guarantee
there is a porn for everything. They've used every name that they could have possibly made.
All right, Engineer Terry, I am looking up something real quick. This is only for research purposes.
Sure it is.
So should I do Humpy Old Men or Humpier
Old
Men?
Humpy Old Men. Well, you do either or because Grumpier Old Men was the second one. It's a great movie, by the way.
Old Broad Road by Phyllis L. Hump. No, that's not it. Okay, well, I don't... You know what, Hunter? I see
There's a market out
there. There's a market out there. You know what? There's people that want to see it, and we're going to give it to them.
Humpy Old Men.
Yeah.
And soon to come, humpier.
Humpier Old Men. I'm not happy about what just happened here, okay? And I'm not happy that this was in my search engine. Now I'm going to have to clear my history.
Now when you type in H-U?
Yeah. No! Do it! Ah. Autofill. That's a good answer, buddy. That's a good answer.
Yeah, you know.
For me, I think a movie, if it turned into a porno, it would be weird. Jurassic Park, right?
Oh, yeah.
bunch of people and, I don't know, horned up dinosaurs. Do the people hook up with the dinosaurs or do the dinosaurs just hook up with each other? You know what I mean?
I guess the dinosaurs are already naked. You know?
That's true. Are they, though? The feathers? Well, I guess the old one doesn't have dinosaurs as they really were, which they were covered in feathers.
Right.
But actually, you know what? I think there already is something out there that is like, it's some lady who, I think it's Dino Erotica. Let me look. Again, engineer.
How do you know this?
Engineer Terry, Dino Erotica.
You can't just say Engineer Terry for everything
engineer
you look
Terry,
up on
Engineer Terry, this is for show prep. There is. Amazon.com, Taken by the T-Rex. This is a real thing.
Ah.
Drin is
the T-Rex, huh?
Drin is her chief hunt, her tribe's chief huntress. She lives on the thrill of the hunt. Men and sex. You know what it is?
It's some dude in one of those blow up Halloween
inflatable ones. He's got a trick. No, listen to this. Listen to this. Okay. This is a real thing. You can find this on Amazon. Men and sex hold no allure for her, as Drin has never found a partner to satisfy her. When a T-Rex descends upon her village, destroying it, Drin demands that the tribe's hunters go in search of the beast and slaughter it. Opting for safety instead of revenge, the tribe moves to a new location, hoping that the big beast won't follow them. It does.
What big beast are we talking about?
We're getting to it. Hold on. Drin taunts the beast, giving her tribe's mates time to flee. As she runs, leading it through a gauntlet of traps, the thrill of the hunt soars through her blood, leaving her wet with desire. When the angry T-Rex corners the huntress in a box canyon, it seems more interested in... I don't even think I can say this.
Yeah, I wouldn't finish that one. Jeez, dude.
Dude, this is a 5,800-word story about a lady and a T-Rex. All right, see, it's there.
What a fantasy. What a fantasy.
Man, oh, man.
Taken, did the T-Rex eat her afterwards?
Taken by, he ate something. I don't know if I can say what he did, though. So. Okay, so my answer has already been turned into a porno. Okay, and it's just as weird as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Weird answer. Odd answer.
Look, Hunter, this show has really taken a turn for the worse, and I don't think we should do it anymore. I think we should give up.
We capitalized.
Let's just dead air or something. All right, 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What movie would make the weirdest porno if it turned into one? Because why not? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. Good morning. Yeah. 7:56, Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
Before we got on air, Hunter's like, do we have Facebook answers? Yeah, we got 46 different Facebook answers. Damn. Because you guys are all sick in the head, just like us. Anyway, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What movie would make the weirdest porno if it turned into one? Let's take a phone call here, see what movies you got. WIRX, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yo.
I wanted to comment on what movie would be good.
Yeah, hit us with it.
I'm thinking maybe Schindler's List.
Oh, my God. You're going to hell. You are going to hell. My God, just when I think this topic couldn't get any worse, you come in here with that answer.
They're already, getting naked for the gas chamber.
My God.
Shower.
Oh, that's Jesus. Well, I need to go to church, so I think I should see you there, too. And, have a good day, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, pray for me.
Well, yeah, right.
Yep, bye.
Later.
I think they call that one Brock Schindler's Fist.
That's it. Stop it. God. You know what? I'm not happy about this. We should never have done this. We should have never have done this. My God. All right. We got some great answers on Facebook. Let's limp away from that one. Andy had a good one. He said Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, that'd be a little
Andy.
Weird. Oompa Loompa Doompa.
I think I used that one in the promo yesterday. I don't know why I thought of that, but it's the Oompa Loompas that would make it really weird.
Well, and to be fair, it's already got kind of a porno-esque name, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I mean, that's already got kind of a... Oh, all right.
Never really thought of it that way, but... just imagine, right before you do the dirty, you got that little thing.
I have imagined it. I have imagined it. Yeah.
Bunch of your buddies come into the room.
Oompa Loompa's coming in. Here we go. It's going to get weird.
Wait a second.
It's going to get weird real fast. let's see. Lorenzo said A Bug's Life. Yeah, that'd be a weird one. That'd be a weird one. What about Randy's answer? What movie would make the weirdest porno if it turned into one? He said Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Like that scene where Swayze rips out the guy's throat. Well, he's got another hole, you got that.
That's ridiculous. He does that roundhouse kick and his jeans split.
Right there. But it's, all right, we're already there, man. We got it. Let's see. Jesse said Ernest in the Army. I guess any of the Ernest movies would be weird.
Any of the Ernest movies.
Yeah.
Hey.
Come here, booger lips.
Come here, booger lips.
Miss you, Jim Varney. You're the best.
I love Jim Varney, dude.
Let's see. Brad said The Sound of Music. Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
Would be a little weird.
No, that's singing and dancing with naked.
Yeah.
Elizabeth had a good answer. Edward Scissorhands. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That wouldn't turn out well for somebody.
No. No. Probably.
Kind of already happens in the movie, doesn't it? Does he like make out with the girl and he ends up cutting her?
Cutting her all up? Yeah, I think so, right? Is that the Winona Ryder character?
Who's the redhead in that movie? I'm surprised you don't talk about her more.
The redhead? I honestly can't remember. Hold on.
Yeah, the older lady, the redhead lady. She kind of looked like Peg Bundy a little bit.
Kathy Baker? Was that her?
I don't know.
Images.
It's the one she like tries to seduce Edward Scissorhands in her nail salon or something. Remember that part?
God, it's been so long since I've seen it.
It's a great movie, dude. It's a weird, creepy movie.
It's a weird movie, and Tim Burton. I've probably only seen it like once or twice just because of, it's Kathy Baker. I don't need to, for sure. I absolutely would. Absolutely would. Yeah. But yeah, it's just it's a weird movie. It's a weird movie. It'd make a weird porno, too, I'm sure.
You think they could remake that?
Nowadays? I'm sure they could. I'm sure they could.
You know?
There's enough of an audience. I mean, they probably have to tweak a few things, but they could probably do it. Oh, let's see. Dalton said gone in 60 seconds. That's usually all it takes me. So, I mean, that's probably.
it'd be the same name.
It'd
be done in 60 seconds.
Done in 60 seconds. Just change that G to a D. I could star in that film. Let's see. Thomas said the Fast and the Furious. There you go. These are just good names for pornos.
That's right. All right.
Ooh. Jesse had a good one. We're going to do this one. What movie would make the weirdest porno if it turned into one? He said Flubber.
Flubber. That little girl. I forgot about that movie. Flubber. I went and saw that in the theaters.
That was a good movie.
Flubber, dude.
Good movie. That scientist.
That little green thing.
He's done everything else, and now the pants come off. And hey, what are you doing? Get away from me.
What are you doing with that flubber?
Get away from me. He puts it in a Pringles can just to hold it in place. All right. I am sorry. This should never have happened. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back. More rock.